New York City's uncompromising ban on smoking has led to at least one creative pro-tobacco response. At the restaurant Serafina Sandro on East 58th Street in Manhattan, you cannot smoke, but you can get some tobacco in the food. Vittorio Asaf is the proprietor of Serafina Sandro and joins us from the restaurant. Mr. Asaf, how can one get tobacco in the food?
It's actually very, very good. We discovered, thank you to Mayor Bloomberg and thank you to the ban, we discovered a new culinary idea to use tobacco as a spice and turn out to be actually very, very, very good.
Well, what is a menu item today that has tobacco in it?
Since we started a couple of months ago to invent some new recipe, we were able only to come up with the three dishes that we put on our menu, and a fourth one, which was made actually only yesterday. The first dish is potato gnocchi, made with tobacco. The second dish is a filet mignon, made with a reduction of Barolo sauce and tobacco. And the third item was a panna cotta, made with balsamic vinegar, infused with tobacco.
And you have one fourth item now that you're going to add,
A chocolate souffle yesterday for the first time, made with tobacco.
With tobacco, yes.
The tobacco is used as a spice. You can cook with sage, you can cook with thyme, with oregano, with marjorie. The same you can do with tobacco.
Well, take me back to the gnocchi here for a moment.
Sure.
If you order the gnocchi, is it sort of just tobacco sprinkled on top of the...
No. Actually, what we do, we extract the flavor. We infilter the leaves out to obtain only the essence. And then we saute the gnocchi inside, and then ultimately we sprinkle some tobacco on top. Normally, the tobacco that we use to cook is leaves from Maryland. But what we use as an accent to sprinkle on top is very aromatic and different type of tobacco. For example, in the gnocchi, we use a tobacco called Empire English Blend, which has a very spicy and musky taste. For the filet mignon, we use a tobacco called Liberty Golden Virginia, which has a very gentle aroma in the back of your tongue. And for the panna cotta, we use, on the other hand, a tobacco called Manhattan Twin Light Tobacco Blend, which is a tobacco that is very much vanilla flavor. It's interesting. It's very interesting. Too bad you're not here to try, because it's great.
Yeah. Well,
tonight we had a client who ordered two filet mignon in a row.
But
first one and then another one, which I never saw. In all the restaurants we have, I never saw anybody eating two filet mignon in a row.
But tell me something. For 40 years, doctors have been urging us not to smoke tobacco because it's bad for our health. Wouldn't eating tobacco also be bad for our health?
No. I mean, you know, the whole quantity of tobacco that we are talking about per dish goes down to less than a gram. So the amount is really minimum. Compare, for example, to the weight of a cigarette would be not even a third of a cigarette, not even. Or compare to somebody that chew tobacco, we chew maybe an ounce of tobacco or more. I mean, I think it's a great idea. It's fun. And why not to taste the tobacco and make the tobacco, the smokers happy? I think altogether we came up with incredible recipe. They give you the buzz. It's fun. It's cool. I mean, that's what it's all about.
Well, Mr. Asaf, thank you very much for talking with us today.
Grazie mille. If anybody come in New York, please, we are waiting. Serafina Sandro.
Okay. Serafina Sandro is a restaurant on East 58th Street in Manhattan. Vittorio Asaf is the proprietor. It is the restaurant that is pioneering dishes made with tobacco.